gentle adaptation, supervised contact, and slow trust. In pet-assisted chaplaincy, sensitive care often depends on three skills working together: gentle adaptation, supervised contact, and slow trust. These skills matter when serving children, people with disabilities, trauma-sensitive situations, and any environment where vulnerability is heightened and responses may be less predictable. Let's begin with gentle adaptation. Gentle adaptation means you do not force one standard interaction on every person. You adapt the visit to the person's pace, communication style, environment, and comfort level. One child may want to watch the dog do a simple sit from across the room. Another may want to touch the dog briefly and then stop. A person in a disability ministry setting may prefer to ask questions without physical contact. Someone else may feel safest with the animal lying quietly beside the chaplain while conversation happens first. These are not lesser forms of interaction. They are wise forms of interaction. Gentle adaptation also means paying attention to the setting. Is the room noisy? Is there too much movement? Is the person already overwhelmed? Is there enough physical space? Are parents, caregivers, staff, or ministry leaders present who need to be included? The chaplain should be adapting constantly. Now let's talk about supervised contact. A ministry animal should never simply be handed over in a vulnerable setting. The chaplain remains responsible for the interaction. That means close leash control, careful distance, active observation, and readiness to step in. If the person touches too hard, moves too suddenly, or begins escalating, the chaplain should redirect calmly and without shame. You might say, "Let's use soft hands. She likes slow touches. We can give her a little space. That is enough for today. That is not stiffness. That is wise supervision." Sensitive care settings also require the chaplain to watch the animal. Is the dog still relaxed? Is the animal showing stress? Is the tail, ears, breathing, or posture changing? Has the animal had enough for this visit? A tired animal in a vulnerable setting creates risk. Part of loving people well is not asking the animal to carry more than it should. Finally, slow trust. Slow trust means you do not measure success by quick closeness. Some of the best ministry in sensitive settings happens over repeated calm encounters. A child who hid behind a chair on the first visit may smile from across the room on the second. A resident who would not touch the dog last week may ask a quiet question this week. A person in a disability ministry context may take several visits before showing any sign of comfort at all. That is all right. The chaplain who understands slow trust will not rush, perform, or pressure. They will keep showing up with steadiness. They will let safety accumulate. They will respect difference. They will accept that some people trust through repetition, not novelty. And that is often where real ministry happens. Not in dramatic breakthroughs, not in forced moments, but in slow, believable care. Gentle adaptation, supervised contact, and slow trust help pet-assisted chaplaincy remain safe, respectful, and genuinely useful in sensitive care environments. The animal may help create an opening, but the chaplain must shape that opening with wisdom